On page 244, Simen Shintes Vov, Sif Gimel. Now, we'll just first say the Loshon of the Mechaber, and then we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah to understand the Kavanas of Mechaber. Mita, Shintes Vov, Sif Gimel. Mita, Kshemamidin Oiso. Now, here we are speaking about, and let's jump the gun, the Mechaber speaking about a bed, that the four sides of the bed were like four walls. It was like a box. And then, on top of this open box, they put kroshim there, and that was used to put the mattress on. So we have here a box, and we have here a oihel over the box. And now the Mechaber is going to explain to us how this should be done. Now let us just see the words of the Mechaber without any explanations. Mita, shemamidim oiso, a person wants to put up a mita. And the mita, you have walls on all four sides, and then you have an oil on top. Also, it is also lahaniach haraglayim tchile, so it's also to put down the four walls, ulahaniach aleim akoshim, and after you put down the four walls, you're putting these boards on top, which theoretically is an oil. Elo yosim hakroshim tchila ba'aver. Now what does one have to do? One takes the boards, which are the oil or the mattress, and he holds them ba'aver. He holds them in the air. Doesn't put them down yet. V'achakach, and afterwards, haraglayim tachtayim. Then you take the walls or the feet of the bed, and you put the feet underneath the mattress or whatever is being used as the top of the bed. Vahani mili, now we were speaking about the legs of the bed, so the Mechaber says, kshaglayim heim dapim mechuborim. We're not speaking about poshita legs, the way we understand legs. No, it's speaking about walls, which are attached, kemoidofnei hateva, like you have walls of a box. So when we're speaking about the feet of the bed, we're speaking about that this bed was made out of four walls, and you put on top of this bed the kroshim, the mattress. So then there's a halacha, you first hold the mattress in the air, and then you bring the walls underneath the mattress. Aval raglayim shel mitoy shelonu, but if you don't have walls, you only have feet, v'chein raglay hashulchan, if you have feet for a table, muta b'chol gavni. So then, if I only have feet, so then I can go and put down the feet, and then I'll put the top of the bed or the top of the table on top of the 4 feet. Now, this is a very vague halacha, so now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah will start shedding light on this halacha. Sif Koton Yudalek, Mito, Hine, Kedei Shem Novin Heite, as Divrei Hasif, we shall understand what we're learning now. Agdim Akdom Ektor. So the Mishnah Berurah will give Akdom. Vuhu. Da'av Tele Inyan Binyan Keva. There's a din of Boine. Av im also, but he made it bequeous. He made a binyan bequeous that this is put there to remain. Av im osa eze dovo mashehu lahoisif ala binyan, He added on. He has a binyan, and now he's adding to this binyan bekvius. It's going to remain there. A mashu. Bein b'mechitzes, he added on. He extended the mechitze. Ubein begag, or he extended the gag chayiv. There's an iser the araise to be moisif on a binyan kva. And if I'm putting this also a shame kvius. And if a person makes a complete gag bekvius, it's sicher there's an iser derais. Mikol mokim, that is bekvius. Le'inyan oil aloi, but when we're speaking about an oil, a temporary oil, le'osru ba'oises a gag lechut. Now, since he's making a temporary oil, so this is only osami the rabbonon. So in this isa the rabbonon, they gave certain conditions that it should be also. Loi osro ba'oises a gag lechut. If he makes a gag, imloi sha'oises a gag de lahogim ne'achama. That means like this. If a person is making a oihel, he's making a covering, a temporary covering. So then the Mishnah Berurah says we can have, as this sieve progresses, we have different categories. Now, the first category is, if I'm making an oihel, and the purpose of this oil is to protect underneath the oil. Protect means protecting from the rays of the sun, protecting from rain. So if I'm spreading out an oil, a temporary oil, to protect from the elements, so the din is, this is osa. And by this, you don't need any walls. That alone, that this oil is it was spread out to protect that which's underneath, that is achshivis midarabonon, and it's also. You can know what we learned yesterday, it can be moisef on the oil aloy. If there's an oil already and you want to extend it, that's muta. But if I'm making an oil aloy, we have learned, I have a frame, and I put on top of the frame a machzelas, a mat, or a sadin, and the purpose is to protect from the rays of the sun, to protect from the rain. This is also midarabonam, because it has a chshivas of an oil, and it doesn't need any walls. Dazuk tzas bibchinas oil, it has the characteristics of an oil. But if I do not need the protection of the oil. Now let's say I have a frame, and I want to put a mattress over the frame and to sleep on top of the mattress. So over here, there is an oil underneath, but the oil which is underneath comes automatically, but I don't need the oil. The oil was not, the mattress was not put there to protect what's underneath. The ikka, the mattress was put on it that I should lie on top of it. So this is an oil haroi without any intent lahogin, to protect. Such an oil haroi is only osmid rabbonon if you made mechitzes also. You made mechitzes, and then you put over these mechitzes, you put an oil, so that is derech binyan, so we consider you a boiner, because you made walls, plus an oil on top of it. So now that, the os of tzas mechines oil, avol belav ochi, if there's no intent to be megan, to protect on that which is underneath the oil, layosru, there's no issa whatsoever. Ki im, when is it osa? כאויסה, באויסה גם המחיצס הרי שתחתו בשבס. He made מחיצס, and over the מחיצס he put an oil. So if you have מחיצס, and the oil on top of it, that then it's also. Now, so it's only also if you have, if the oil is spread out without an intent to protect what's underneath it, so then there's no issa b'chlal on the oil, then there's only an issa if there are mechitzes plus the oil. And that, gam loy osu ki'im she'oso kiseida. And this issa of mechitzes and an oil is only osa if it was created with the seida habinyin. What does that mean? Mitchila ha-mechitzes. First he put down the mechitzes. Va'acha kacha kisi. And then he puts on the covering. Does doime k'tzas l'oil kva. So he has a slight similarity to an oil kva. Because I have mechitzes plus oil. So this is similar to an oil kva. And it's avalim also lehepech. But if he is holding, let's say, the mattress, and then they'll put the mechitzes underneath it, so it's not the seder of binyan, and this is again at the rabbonon, it's an oil are. So mamel then is mutter. V'yesh poiskim, so, she'soivrim de binyan she'yitzorich kamkein la'aver she'tachtov. That it is only also if there's a need to use, to be mishtamish with that which is underneath the oil. This will be explained as we progress. So now the Mechaber says, when you're making a bed, osa lahoniach, you're not permitted to put down a reglayim tchilet, to put down first the feet, or a niach aleim akroshim, and then put over them the kroshim, the boards which are used as a mattress. Osa lohaniach, bedigduk kosav loshin zeh, that the mechaba was mirdik medai, tidavke lohaniach osa. This we said, this is an oil de rabbonim. I don't need it to be megim. And we said it's only also if there are mechitzes, but that's not enough. I have to put down the mechitzes and put the oil over it, then it's also. The davke lohaniach also. The havi bozeh, putting down mechitzes and then covering it, kemaschil lases mechitzes loyal. So this looks like he's making mechitzes for an oil, and he's building. He put down the mechitze, and then he's putting an oil on top of it. Va'osa k'shemaniach achar kach akroshim l'mayla. Avol im hoyu monochim mikvar bozeh hamokim. But what if you had mechitzes here from Erev Shabbos? Muter laniach akroshim aleim. So then it's not called I was building. Building is only if you put down the mechitzes and then you put over it a oil, then it's called it's nirei kebayne. But if the wool was here already and in Shabbos I just put down the covering, that's mutter. Yes.
If the legs are so short that no one could be underneath it, is it still considered novel?
Well, you need an oil, at least it should be a goyva tefach. But this will still have to be discussed because there's a halacha that you need and it should be a tzorich la'aver. So this will have to put on hold, and perhaps we'll come to this tonight. So let's, but at least if it's less than a tefach, it's nothing. Maybe if it's less than three tefachim, it's also nothing because we say lovot. That we'll see. Now one more halacha. Chnal besiv koton yudzayim. So he says, so this issa that we're putting a oil, the intent is not to be megan on the bottom. So this issa is only if you first put down the feet, and he was speaking about the walls, and then you put it over it, and it's also. Ach, im amita rechova biyosa. But what if the bed is very wide, and this terminology is very vague, exactly what we mean, also ladasa magnavron besif kotn chaf alaf afilu ba'ifense, vayin sham besif yud gimel mashe nichte baze, so we'll wait till we get there. But we're just saying a vague statement. We're saying a vague statement that if I'm putting an oil on top, the intent is not to be megim, so it's only also if I first made the mechitzes and then I put on the mechitzes and then I made the oil on top. But if the oil that I'm putting on top is very wide, which again is a vague statement, then even though the mechitzas were there already, it's still awesome. So we'll have to wait till we get to this halacha to elaborate a little more to understand this halacha. So this is a new chumre, that if it's very wide, even though the mechitzas were here already, it's also awesome. Now, so the Machaber said, also laniach reglayim tchila, one is not permitted to put the feet first, or laniach aleim akroshim, ala yosim akroshim tchila ba'ava, you should first hold the kroshim on top, that's the va'achakach reglayim tachtei, zok the Mishnah Berurah. That's also reglayim tchila, to put down first the feet is also. Why? Now he explains this. Duhu kederech binyan. That means there's a similarity to binyan that I'm building. First I make the walls and then I make the cover. The raglayim heim mechitze. Raglayim was speaking about that. That's a mechitze. Vakroshim shalakisi hu kemaygak. So this is derech binyan. I'm first make the walls and then I make the roof. V'nimtza ka'oisa oil b'shabbos. So this is, it seems, it looks like he's making an oil b'shabbos. V'alkein, therefore, tzarech l'shanos. So if you want to do this, you have to make a shinui, you have to make it differently the way it is normally done. Lechais akroshim shalakisui ba'ava. You should hold the cover. Va'achakach loseis mitachtov haraglayim. Tuhu shaloi kederech binyan. So that's shaloi kederech binyan. The binyan is first you make the walls and then you make the gag. And here you first hold the gag and then you make the walls. So that's a shinui and this is mutter. The Dirshah brings down a very interesting ha'orev from Rav Nissen Karelitz. Rav Nissen Karelitz says, so we have here now guidelines that we're talking about an oil aroi. So if you make first the walls and then the kisui, it's also. If the first make the kisui and then put down the walls. So in fact, Rav Nissen Karelitz, let's be realistic. I was holding first the kisui, I'm holding it this way. Then I put down the walls, fine, gavaldik. Then what do I do next? I put the kisui over the walls. So between you and me, I put the kisui after I put down the walls. That means I was holding it over here, gavaldik. But then the minute I put down the walls underneath it, so it's still not on top of the walls. So made here I made walls, and now I'm going to put the kisi on top of the walls. Do you need three tvachim? I mean, you have to say lamaisa. So Rav Nissen Karelet says that it can be five tvachim. As long as this is over the walls, so that's called I made the kisi before the walls, even though I have to put them down lamaisa. That's a cooler. That's called kisi over the walls. Fine, kabbalde. Yeah. Now the Mechaber said, so you have to make the kisi first and then the walls. Then the Mechaber says, Vahani milik sharaglayim hem dapim mechuborim. The legs of the mita are boards. K'maydafnei ateve. That means that your bed, the walls of the bed are like a box, and you put a mattress over them. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'hani mili hatam, the ba'oyel aray kozeh. We're talking about an oyel aray, number one. Number two, she'enei miskaven basiyosu shein oyel shel tachto. I have no intent to make an oil on the area underneath, like we had before. If a person spreads out a sheet or a mat to protect from the rays of the sun, that's called an oil. But here, I'm by the bed. I have no intent to be megin on that which is underneath. I'm putting the mattress here because I want to sleep on top of the mattress. I have no intent to make an oil on the area which underneath the mattress. V'rak me'mele nase k'moy oil lamata. But lamaise, I'm putting a mattress over the walls, and lamaise, there is an oil. There's mechitzas an oil. That is lamaise. What's happening without any intent to make an oil? So this loy osru elo. So this, since I'm making b'poyla oil, but there's no intent to be mile over the area underneath, so this is only also if it looks like a binyan, I'm making mechitzes, and then I put an oil on top. Va'eich, now again he repeats, aber va'eich she'peir sadin oy machzelos l'shem oil. But if I'm putting something l'shem oil, k'goyin l'hogim ne'achama v'akshomim, I'm putting something to be mile over the area underneath, I k'day she'roi l'shtamesh tachtov be'ez edovo, or it should be roi lishtamish tachtov be'ezedova. Now this is a very unclear terminology. We'll come back to this in a minute. He's saying three cases: ne'achamo, ne'akshomim, oikdei she'roi lishtamish tachtov be'ezedova, osar af b'loy mechitzis. Achehi desiv be'ez b'soifot. Now, in Oiz Vahodor, he wants to say Pshat. What is he saying? Three cases. When is it also? Lahogin, to protect. Kshomim, Echama. Oy lishtamish, or it's putting down for another use. So the Oiz Vahodor wants to say, and there's problems, but let's not go into the problems. Let's just say what he wants to say. He wants to say the concept of an oil is by a person, or by a bal chai. They need this protection from the elements. That's an oil. What is if I put something that I cover, let's say, a barrel of wine that the insects shouldn't fall in? So this is not similar to the first two cases, which is by a bal chai. That means by a bal chai, you make a dira to protect himself from the elements. The Yaakovina made sukkahs for the animals, but al kaponim. So the Oizvoda wants to say that this third case is I'm putting an oil to protect that insect shouldn't fall into the wine. That's also called lahagim. So if it's lahagim, forget about it. You don't need to make a mechitza. Lahagim is there's an isa oil, an oil lahoy. That's yeah. Also, after loy mechitzes, then you don't mean mechitzes. Achid the sif pays b'soifer. Now we're going to learn the halacha, which needs explanation. Kosav hamogen Avrom, the least time nekev she'oshon yoytze she'koyrin koymen. Bekar shel tavon chiyotze boy efsher da osa. Also come back to the song. The kivin sheyesh la oisai hamokim mechitzais bifnei atzmoi have a kaisa oil betchile and yedoyme lemashe hitalno besemen shin yud gimel listay harube shebegag mitam durak oisofes oil. Arai, hosom, arubeng, emachsik, alamitzes hagag, avokan, anekev, shoshin, yoitze, machsik, kol, roichav, amachitze, shesoviv, lo, vavolei, ayidei stimes, kar, kegag, alamachitze. Now, let us just explain what we're talking about and what the Magen Avraham says there's a problem. It seems, let's say, the oven had some sort of a chimney, and the chimney went up to the roof, and there was a hole in the roof, and the need for the chimney was when the fire was burning and smoke was coming out, so the chimney served the purpose that the smoke went out of the chimney. After all the smoke went out, so now I have an intent to cover this chimney that the heat in the oven should remain. That means if it's exposed to the cold air, so whatever I have in the oven will get cold. So now a person, after all the smoke came out, now he wants to that the heat that is in this oven should not go out the chimney, it should remain in the oven. So he wants to say, take something, and he covers this chimney. Fine. Now the Mogen will come back to this. Now the Mogen of Rome says as follows: if there wouldn't be a chimney, there'd be a hole in the roof, and I would want to cover this hole. He said, that's no shaila. That's a din moisif al oil aroy. We learned this is also a temporary covering. I have a roof, and I want to add on. I'm adding on to the oil, which is mutter. But the Magen Avraham says, but over here, there's mechitzas already. That means the chimney extends to the roof. So when I'm putting over the hole of the chimney, at the same time I'm covering the mechitzes. I have here mechitzes, and then I'm putting on a covering over the mechitzes. So now the Magen Avraham thinks maybe this should be a shaila. This is a covering over the mechitzes. Now, Kan Shoyla Ben, we just learned that this is a, again, I want that the heat shouldn't escape, and I don't want to be megan on anything. So we need mechitzes. If it wouldn't be mechitzes, if there's no mechitzes, it wouldn't be also. So Kan Shoyla Ben, but Rabid, we just learned the whole Isser is if you make the mechitzes, and then you make a covering on top of the mechitzes, that's Toimel Abinyim. But here the shimini was here from before. You're just covering it. And we learned if you don't make the mechitzas, we're learning this, so no problem. So this kasha the Shaar HaTzion says, asks, and the Shaar HaTzion says, I have an intent to stuff the opening. I want to have intent to stuff it. So just to have a small clarity in this, so the Ois Vahod explains there's three cases and three different halachas. That means if I want to protect an area, and I put a cover over there, want to protect it from the heat, from the rain, there you don't need any mechitzas whatsoever. You have a frame, and you put a sheet over it. That's your Issa d'Rabbonon of oil. That's if I want to protect. If I'm making a bed, I have no intent to what's underneath the bed. I just want to lie on the bed. But by putting the mattress over the mechitzas of the bed, it comes out, there's an oil, so then it's only also if you make first mechitzas and then mattress, so then it's derech binyan. If it's not derech binyan, it's also. If you didn't make the mechitzas were from before, it's mutter. Here I have a third case. It's not to be megan on the oven, but it's I have an intent that the heat should not escape. I want a purpose that there should be a cover there. This is not like a bed. A bed is a gate megonished on that the bed is covering the area underneath. I have nothing from that. So there it is only also if you make mechitzas first and then you put the mattress on top of it. Here is in between. I'm putting a covering not to be megan on it, which is the normal usage of an oil, but I'm putting a covering on it to ensure that the heat inside should not escape. So the covering is for the inside, but it's not to be megan on it. It's to ensure that it shouldn't escape. So here the Magen Avraham says, so it's only also if there's a mechitza. If there's no mechitza, that's if you only have a hole and you cover the hole on top, no problem. But if there is a mechitza, so here, since the oil was put down with a purpose for the inside, that the heat shouldn't escape, so here you need mechitzas to make it also, but it's not necessary to make the mechitzas. As long as the mechitzas are here, and you put on an oil to cover it, that the heat shouldn't escape, could be that's also. That's what?
The chilek between the mechitzah and the pipe? The chimney is square, brick square built up, and then there's a pipe at the top. The pipe, what's called the mechitzah? The pipe.
That's
called the mechitzah?
Why not? You're put covering on top, whatever it is, yeah, but the pipe, whatever's coming
the
down.
Is the mechitzah is horizontal or vertical?
Well, it's vertical. Going, you're covering it.
That's
with
the oil.
That's the oil, yeah. But you're covering
the pipe
a chimney.
Called a mechitzah, you
what?
A circular.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
doesn't
no
have to be loved after
no,
square.
It doesn't have to be square. No, it's a mechitzah. You have a mechitzah. This is binyan. You can make a binyan with round walls also. The binyan is walls in a covering. This is walls. So it's irrelevant if it's round, if it's square. So this is what the Magen Avraham says. So that's what he says. When the Daimel Mashi Taon of a Simen Lister in Arubi Shevagag Mitam Durak Hisefes Oil Ari Hosam Arubi Ne Machsik Ala Mitzas Agag. So there you have a hole and to cover that hole, so that's called Moisef Aloy Aloy. Avol Kan Shanef Nekev Shoshan Yoitze Machsik Kol Roichev HaMechitzes, the whole area that the mechitzas surround, there's mechitzas on it, shesoviv lo, v'rei adei stima sakar, so that's kegag ala mechitzas. Ulefiza poshut. So he says. So he also. So that's called. I'm making a mechitza over. I'm making an oil over mechitzas. Ulefiza poshut. The manekev hu bakoisel min hatzad. What is if the chimney goes out to the wall, and I put something on the wall that to ensure that the heat shouldn't go out. So that's not an oil. An oil is not covering. This is. I'm moisiv on the mechitzas ara. I feel like you make a mechitzas ara if it's not lahatel. So I'm moisiv on mechitzas ara. There's no problem whatsoever. The maneki will be kaisim in atzad mutalist and bekar. Do rak toisefes mechitzas balma. One dim. Va'oid kosa. Another dim. The blech she'osi bekoimen v'kavu Hashem muta listen by b'shabes v'yontev da'il de'kavu Hashem avi kedelos. A second halach, he said, what if you have a lid over this roof, over the chimney? You have a lid, and you can it's attached to it. And when the smoke comes out, now you want that it should remain, you shut the lid. The lid is part of the hardware of the chimney. So it's called like a delis. It's not called I'm making an oil. It's attached to the chimney, and now I'm shutting it. So that's not called I made an oil. That's called there's a delis here, and I'm shutting the doors, no problem. Yeah. Ba'ach ha'prim begodem. No, I skipped over. The hoyer the kavushim avikados. Ba'im betoys v'shabes shekosav. Now anudim. The madem mistapik amogen avrom. Hu davke k'shahacher shoshen yoytzei hu marzik shloisha tvochim. The love, ochi amrinen lovod bahave kisosum vishori. Now here he brings down amrin de kaloch. You have an opening of a chimney. So he says, if the opening is less than 3 tefachim, so I got news for you. Halachically, it's sosum already. It's sosum because you say lovod. So memela. So then, the Mogen Avrom is a problem. I'm making an oil. This mechitzas. I'm making an oil. So the Tosfos Shabbos says, Abid, I got news for you. You're not making an oil. The oil is here already. It's lovud. It's less than 3 tefachim. So it's covered already. So I put another cover. You're right. The first cover won't hold in the heat. The second cover holds in the heat. But that's not called I'm making an oil, since it's lovod already. So the Tosfos Shabbos says the whole Mogen Avrom that's speaking about the Shaila is speaking about the big hole. It's more than 3 tefachim. So now we have problems. That's what the Mogen Avrom says. Now we have problems. There's mechitzas here, and I have an intent to seal in the heat. So it could be that this will be also. That's fine. V'ach ha'prim megodom lo pshit leidov azeh kol kach. The prim megodom is not so sure that this is mut'ayin shom. O mikol mokeim nired ha'semach ha'tois v'shabbos lehipsed. Listen, you want to rely on the tois v'shabbos. I mean, there's lovod. It's not such a big shout. The belav ochi zerofui eitz labogen avram guf. The whole thing was a shaila by him. The efshel the mechitzas shetachtem lechshivim mechitzas in zehoyer shosim mikvah. The magen avram guf had the shaila. Have him mechitzas with him. Not making mechitzas. So it's a shtik teira. Maybe since I'm soysim deep, maybe it's enough mechitzas that we're here already. So memela. So that is. And then he finishes off the dechin esav b'meila near the cholzek she'ene munach oz gecholim leichshes betana di lavochi b'chol gavni osli yisraelistim esachol amala teideze deis timosai geirem kibu le gecholim vathim mechavel zeh p'sikreishim. So he says over here, he says, there's one more thing which we have to realize. If there's burning coals underneath and you cover the opening, so you are being mechaber the coals. So then there's a different shot. Does it belong to this simen? That's a different shot. Then you're being mechaber. We're speaking about there's no burning coals, and the whole purpose is only to seal in the heat. And that's this magnavrom.
Well, that would be called mechaber because you still have oxygen coming in from the room, though.
But it's not the room, some of the oven, some of the oxygen is coming from
when you
the chimney.
The oxygen supply is going to...
You're cutting off the oxygen supply, what?
There's a garoma, no?
Lav davke.